Hello and welcome back to Brooklyn Boat Works Student Boatcast. This episode, I got a chance to talk with Stefan, one of our wonderful alumni from Winston. We had a great conversation on a rainy afternoon last week, so hope you enjoy it.
Okay, my name is Stefan, and on a scale of 1 to 10, my day is a 7 so far. Yeah, I would say 7. Also, one more thing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stand up.
Where am I? Hello, Brooke. You know, I don't even have my Brooklyn Boatworks tee on.
Dad hasn't done the laundry, and I already wore this, so I needed to wash it. I'm doing a lot of distance learning. I eventually got used to that. And it's actually pretty easy. So when distance learning first started, my biggest challenge was the shift over. So I knew I wouldn't be able to actually see my friends or do like any hands-on science activities. But mm-hmm. that was just a short period of time, and now I'm all used to it. In science, we usually have hands-on labs, and now we have them over the computer, like with sound waves and stuff. I'm also reading a couple of books in class. Like, I just finished one called Last of the Name.
What's that about?
It's about an Irish boy who immigrated in the 1860s to New York.
What are a few useful things that you have learned while you're working at home?
Definitely that I have a greater potential as a student if I constantly work at home. Like, I have more time to work on homework. I'm more attentive because looking at a screen, as you know, Gen Z.
You're used to that.
Yeah.
Wait, what are the so I think I'm a millennial. I'm 31. Is that a millennial? I don't know.
I would say that's a millennial.
And then after that comes Gen X.
Yeah, they're known for Karen memes.
I gotta start looking at memes.
Luckily this thing is providing more memes for us.
Okay, so, whoa, I don't know if you're seeing my screen is getting very dark. There's a storm brewing outside.
I think I heard a little bit of the thunder from my room.
Oh, really? Okay, let me see if I can...
Yeah, I'm not sure... But it kind of sounded like thunder.
What advice would you give, Stefan, to other students?
Do not stress it. If you ever actually feel stressed, close your eyes, take a few deep breaths. It works for me every time. And if you have any concerns at all, talk to your parents or family members on the phone. And remember, this quarantine isn't going to last forever.
Yeah, a few deep breaths. Can solve a lot.
Yeah. So my friends, I usually call them on my phone, and then we hang out on Google Meets or Discord. And for family, they usually call me to like kind of check up mm-hmm. and stuff. Like my Aunt Karen recently did that. Yeah, in fact, my cousin actually had a violin recital, and we all logged on to Google Hangouts for that.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful. That must have meant a lot to your cousin.
Yeah. There are three main things that I'm grateful for. Number one is my dad for keeping me company. Number two is my cat for cheering me up. Hey, Graybar. You can't really see her, but she's up in my loft bed, just relaxing. And number three, all the healthcare workers working to find a way to eradicate this whole virus.
I'll toast to that. Thank goodness for good healthcare workers. I don't know if you can hear now, but the rain has started in full. I'm on the third floor, and the trees are just blowing like this, and they're all wet.
Well, then I'm just going to take a quick look out of my window.
Yeah, how's it going?
Oh my gosh, I heard something.
Really?
It was thunder. It was definitely not a car, but I heard thunder coming towards Prospect Park.
Uh-oh. Do you like storms and thunder, or are you... anti.
No, actually, one of my answers is going to answer your question later.
Okay. Well, let's get back into the questions then. Will you please talk about the most memorable Boatworks class that you had?
It's got to be the one where we finished the boat, because we've worked on that for months, and it was a sense of accomplishment, and I love that.
If your parents or your friends and family ask what you did in Boatworks, what do you say to them?
I say that I built a boat with my group And with teamwork and tools, we decorated it a little, and eventually we took it to the Hudson River to test it out. I would tell a friend how I was able to make the wood seem less splintered by, like, flaking off some of the edges and sanding it down. If that weren't what happened while the boat was being built, then you'll be holding on, and then you're like, ow, I got a splinter.
That's why one of my favorite tools is the plane. We can just take all those curlicues off the edge of the boat. I love seeing them come off.
And you know, I was looking for what that tool was called because I forgot. it was a plane. But in my opinion, I would say it was the best with the pole saw.
What technique did you do? Were you standing or were you kneeling?
Combination of both.
Yeah, I like to vary it up as well. It's nice to play.
Yeah, and when there's an unwanted piece of wood on there, I just karate chop it. So one of my dream jobs is a meteorologist, because I was always interested in the weather. And when I learned about boats one day in elementary school, I learned that you need specific weather conditions to actually use them in. So I think that would help greatly towards my career as a meteorologist.
Yeah, it sounds very relevant. One of my favorite classes in college was Meteorite Impacts on Space and Time. And I remember looking through my professor's slideshows of these big meteors that had hit people's cars and fallen through people's roofs, and thinking about space, and all that has been fascinating to me.
I mean, I'm really interested in space too. I mean, I want to be a meteorologist, but I'm fine with any other profession that has to do with science and/or math.
Wow, it's very cool that you know what you want. I think when I was at your age, I had no idea. I mean, I knew I liked to sing. I knew I liked to hang out with my friends, but an idea of a career in the future wasn't really on my horizon.
Yeah, I mean, plus we could have multiple careers. I mean, I'm already in the choir.
And it's cool that that's available to us. I think for our parents' generation or grandparents' generation, their life was just, you know, one career, that's it. The rest of your life, you're a nurse forever. So it's cool.
Yep.
It's kind of a weird world now, but it's exciting that we have more choices. Okay, here's my last question for you. This could be a wide-ranging question, but what are you looking forward to?
I'm definitely looking forward to this summer. It's only a few days away, and I've been it's been kind of a stressful year. I mean, I've had a lot of stuff. I mean, I just read a 300-page book, and there are so many other things. Especially with distance learning and COVID going around. I think it's best for me to get a long break in. Just relax, read a book, play some video games, watch some videos, watch some movies. Other things like that.
I feel that. Yes.
Yeah, I keep looking back because I think Graybar is going to come down.
Oh, what cute little whiskers. Hi, Graybar. Yeah. I hope you're having a nice day and a nice nap.
Glad she is. She's relaxing and stuff. I mean, she's having the time of her life.
Thank you so much, Stefan, for the interview. This podcast was made by Brooklyn Boatworks, music and production by Rosa Tu, and we'll see you next time.